Testified his rising joy. Archides on his manly shoulders threw the treacherous gift. But when the altar's flame with warmth began to dew his moistened limbs, the clinging robe by cursed art envenomed, through all his joints dispersed a subtle poison. Frantic with agonizing pain, he flings his tortured body on the sacred floor, then strives to rip the death-fur garment off, but with it tears the bleeding, mangled flesh. His dreadful cries, the vaulted roof returns. Oh sin of unexampled woe. O Son of glory sunk so low.
What land is this? What time accursed? I rage in Phoebus scorched. I burn, tormenting fires consume me. Oh, I cry some ease, ye pitying powers. I rage, my hate. With more than steed and pains, with more than steed and pains, along my feverish veins, along my feverish veins, my liquid fire, the subtle poison tastes. Boreas, bring thine all that lasts, and fill my bosom raw. O Neptun kindly pour, O shattered heart, O shattered heart, O kindly pour. O shattered flood into my breast, and cool my boiling blood, and cool my boiling blood. I hate, I hate. With more than speech and pains, Boreas or Neptune, O cool my boiling blood, O cool my boiling blood. For this unnumbered toils I bore, O Juno and Eurystheus, I absolve thee. Your keenest malice yields to Dejanus, mistaken, cruel, treacherous Dejanus. Oh, this cursed road, it clings to my torn sides and drinks my vital blood.
Alas, my father.
My son, observe thy dying sire's request. While I yet live, bear me to Aetna's top. There on the summit of the cloud-capped hill, the towering oak and lofty cypress bear, and raise a funeral pile. Upon it rain, and fire the kindling heap, that I may mount on wings of flame, to mingle with the gods.
Oh, glorious thought! Worthy the son of Jove.
My pain's redoubled. Oh, be quick, my son, and bear me to the scene of glorious death.
Not fame the tidings spread. To proud Decatur's conquered all. Let not fame the tidings spread. Let not fame. the tidings spread, to proud Decatur's conquered wall. Let not fame the tidings spread, to proud Decatur's conquered wall. Let not fame the tidings spread, to proud Decatur's conquered wall. Let not fame the tidings spread. Let not fame the tidings spread, to proud Decatur's conquered wall. Let not fame the tidings spread. Let not fame the tidings spread, to proud Decatur's conquered wall. To proud Decatur's conquered wall. The baffled foe will lift his head and triumph in the victor's fall. The baffled foe will lift his head and triumph, and triumph in the victor's fall. The baffled foe will lift his head and triumph, and triumph in the victor's fall.
Where shall I fly? Where hide this guilty hand?
Night.
See the dreadful sisters rise their painful prayers against the sky. Whips the snake, he whips, they bear. What yellings rend my tortured ear? What yellings rend my tortured ear? My tortured ear. Hide me from the hated sight, friendly shades of black. Pursuing furies of the night. Alas, no rest the guilty find, no rest the guilty find. Alas, no rest the guilty find from the pursuing furies of the mind, from the pursuing furies of the mind. Alas, no rest the guilty find, no rest the guilty find from the pursuing furies, no rest the guilty find. From the pursuing furies of the mind. See, 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 see the dreadful sisters rise, their baneful presence stains the skies. See, 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 see the dreadful sisters rise, their baneful presence stains the skies. No rest the guilty find, no rest the guilty find, no rest they find, no rest they find from the pursuing furies, from the pursuing furies of the mind. Alas, alas, no rest the guilty find. From the pursuing furies, from the pursuing furies, detested sorceress, fly! Lest my ungoverned fury rush upon thee and scatter thee to all the winds of heaven! Alas, I rave, the lovely maid is innocent, and I'm guilty cause of all.
Thank you.
Princess, rejoice, whose heaven-directed hand has raised Alcides to the court of Jove.
Speak, priest, what means this dark, mysterious greeting? That he is dead, and by this fatal hand, too sure, alas, my bleeding heart divines.
Born by his own command to eat a stalk, stretched on a funeral pile, the hero lay. A crackling flame surround his manly limbs, when lo, an eagle stooping from the clouds, swift to the burning pyre, his flight directs. There lights a moment, then with speedy wing regains the sky. Astonished, we consult the sacred grove, where sounds oracular from vocal oaks disclose the will of Jove. Hear the great sire his offspring's fate declared. His mortal part by eating fires consumed, his part immortal to Olympus born, therewith assembled deities to dwell. Ye sons of freedom, now in every clime, with joyful accents sing the deathless chief. By virtue to the starry mansions raised.
Corrosive jealousy has caused the madness of Dejanira and the death of her husband, Hercules. But things end well, all things considered, as Hercules is sat among the gods on Mount Olympus, and his son marries the beautiful Iole, source of Dejanira's jealousy. As Handel's rarely performed oratorio, Hercules comes to a close in performance for the first time with the Handel and Haydn Society at Symphony Hall in Boston. Harry Christophers conducting the great chorus and orchestra of that group with soloists Grammy-winning bass baritone Jonathan Lamalu as Hercules, Catherine Wynne Rogers as Dejanira, Amanda Forsyth as Iole, Robert Murray as Hylas, William Purefoy was Lycus, and Woodrow Bynum sung the role of the High Priest. Be sure to join the Handel and Haydn Society next week for the kickoff of their 2018-2019 season at Symphony Hall with the great Bach concertos and cantatas concerts. It's Friday night, the 28th, and Sunday afternoon, the 30th. And more information about that concert is at our in-concert page at classicalwcrb.org. There you can also see what's coming up in future WCRB in-concert broadcasts. Again, classicalwcrb.org, or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at ChrisWCRB. This broadcast was written and produced by me, Chris Voss, and mixed, edited, and recorded by Antonio Oliar Rose. The executive producer of WCRB In Concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to Harry Christophers, David Sneed, and the entire staff of the Handel and Haydn Society for their help in making this broadcast possible. And again, thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.